fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, the first day of May, May Day, year of the Lord 2020, welcome to the John Moore Show. We have a new feature that would be volunteers, you listeners volunteering to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Our guest doing that this morning is Scott from Illinois. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, John.
Scott, before you start the pledge, I want to advise all our listeners, if you want to volunteer to do this, just send me an email and put pledge in the subject line, and you can be next in line to do that. Scott, go ahead, sir.
Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Have a great day. Appreciate it, sir.
You too, sir. Oh,
thank you. All right. The expanded prepper tip of the day begins with something simple but very important. First of all, an underlying premise. Listen carefully. Human beings cannot live without salt. I say again, human beings cannot live without salt. If you're more than 50 or more miles from the ocean, salt during a long-term severe crisis gets to be a really big thing really quickly. Many of the early pioneer family fortunes, including the Daniel Boone fortune in Missouri, was based on who got to the salt first. So the expanded prepper tip of the day begins with stock up on sea salt, 50 pounds minimum for your family. If you want a great barter item, get about 500 pounds. It's pretty inexpensive when you buy it in 25-pound bags. Insects won't bother it. Heat doesn't hurt it. Cold doesn't hurt it. Thieves don't want to steal it, at least right now they don't. It's one of the most perfect barter items. Moving on from there, if you're one of those many unfortunate souls who procrastinated and did not get a Berkey water filter when we had next day shipping, that time has come and gone. We're still taking orders for Berkey water filters with a 6 to 8 week turnaround time. If you want to get in line to get your Berkey water filter, you can place your order at my website under products at thelibertyman.com. Good news, we have doTERRA OnGuard oil in stock, ready for immediate shipment. Bad news, because you procrastinated, limit one bottle per family. If you want two bottles, order a kit that has the OnGuard oil in it, and then you can order a separate bottle in addition to that. I am a doTERRA dealer, and we're helping people the best we can get the OnGuard products, which duplicates the thieves' oil used during the bubonic plague centuries ago in Europe to protect people from bubonic plague. We have patient Wayne in the green room, our friend Tom Berryhill. Tom is a gentleman who began a quest, and it became a lifelong pursuit to understand, comprehend, eventually become very expert in emergency survival communications, ham radio, radio frequency engineering, electronics in general, and we're going to be talking about emergency survival communications. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning. And a quick comment on Salt and Daniel Boone. I believe that's why that road named Boone's Lick is right. Running through St. Charles County. Right. That's where Daniel Boone had his salt lick.
That's right. It was actually his son. By the time the Boone family got to St. Charles County, Daniel Boone was a fairly old gentleman, but that's correct. Boone's Lick Road in St. Charles County. I don't know if it's named after the road that went to the salt lick, the salt deposit, or it's just they named it that for historic reasons. But that is, in fact, where the family fortune, the Boone family, was based on getting access and getting control of the salt first. But right about the same time, the United States bought the Louisiana Purchase from Spain, from France. France. it was Napoleon Bonaparte that sold the Louisiana Purchase to the United States. Anyway, that's what the deal is there. And it doesn't hurt to talk about that just a bit more. It's not a flippant statement. It's a very scientifically and medically accurate statement to say that people can't live without salt. It's also a true statement that beginning about 25, 30 years ago, there was a lot of mass media propaganda encouraging people to eliminate salt from their diets. And many people were so successful at doing that, Tom, that they hurt themselves very severely by very successfully eliminating almost all salt from their diets, and they hurt themselves. So salt was being treated as some kind of poison, basically, is how the mass media was referring to salt. Now, obviously, you can get too much salt, and that causes harm also. So the correct balance of salt is what people need. Now, in warm weather, Tom, I put 1/4 teaspoon, that's a very tiny amount, 1/4 teaspoon of sea salt per quart of water, my drinking water, and it helps keep my electrolytes in balance. So our listeners want to be healthy. They want to do the best thing they can for themselves and their family when it comes to nutrition and diet and so forth. This is one of the simplest things you can do, and certainly one of the least expensive, isn't it, sir?
Yes, it is, John. It is very inexpensive, the salt, especially when you purchase in bulk. So I know some of the health food stores will actually sell it in bulk. You can scoop it out of there and put it in a container, and off you go.
Well, that would be if you want to buy a one-pound bag and from a barrel, but I buy it in 25-pound bags, and it stores forever, basically. You put it on the shelf, and you're done with it. There's no expiration date. And I don't want to dwell on this too much longer, but 1/4 teaspoon per quart, there is no salty taste. It gives kind of a smooth flavor to the water, in my opinion, but it does not give a salty taste to the water, so that's really not an issue. Well, Tom, our state, the state of Missouri, Monday is supposed to officially go off lockdown. I'm really looking forward to it because many of my favorite activities have been curtailed. But my favorite restaurants, all the restaurants, they've all been shut down. My favorite ones and everybody else. Many retail establishments closed. Quite a few probably will not reopen. A lot of people pondering and wondering what the new normal is going to be, aren't they, sir?
Yeah, nobody really knows exactly how it'll pan out, but it's it will add some more congestion to the road. It's amazing how little traffic there is around here now, but that's going to change. And I wonder what the gas prices are going to do. The lowest I've seen was $1.49 out in this neck of the woods, east central Missouri. I've heard there were some prices even lower than that, but I think those gas prices will creep back up too.
Right. I paid $1.39 per gallon in the city of St. Louis about 3 weeks ago. Let's just move on from there. Let's see. Okay. I got a message from my engineer. Well, Tom, this crisis and the new normal, we don't know what that's going to be. Oh, here's what I was going to mention. One of our favorite retail outlets, you and I, Tom, Gateway Electronics, they moved to Chesterfield Mall this past winter, opening up their third location since they've been in business. And, of course, they've been closed now since Chesterfield Mall's been closed since the middle of March. And I don't know, they were still stocking shelves last time I was there, about 2-3 weeks before the shutdown. I don't know if that little store can reopen or not. It's basically the owner and one full-time and one part-time employee, I believe. I hope they can reopen. They've been in business for, what, more than half a century?
Oh, yeah, easy. I started going there in 1968.
Right.
And they were on Delmar, over not too far from Washington University. Then they moved to Page and Midland, 8123 Page there, and then they moved west to Welch Industrial Court near Page and 270. And they were there for a long time. And I actually tried to go there after I had not gone to their store in almost 15 years. And then I tried to go there, and it was closing up. And they said they were looking for a place.
Right.
And then I've known Lisa, the owner, now. When her father passed away, she inherited the business. And I've known her since she was a toddler. So it goes way back, John. And she offered to sell it to me. She said, "You want to buy it?" I started laughing. But I did think about it. They moved to St. Charles. You know, I went out there when they were at the mall, and it was just Doug running the counter, and it was I couldn't believe how empty that mall was. There were just a couple of stores open, almost nothing.
Paradigm shift of American culture, and it was nice space, and I'm sure they got a really good price because of the 90% vacancy rate at the Chesterfield Mall, ladies and gentlemen, was built probably 30-something years ago. A huge, beautiful mall in the sense that they were built all over the country. And, of course, like all these malls all over the country, they've been shut down since March. Well, hopefully Lisa will be able to withstand this and be open for business soon. We are experiencing in St. Louis County some political turmoil between, for example, the city of Eureka and St. Louis County government in terms of opening or not opening businesses. But let's do a segue here to the main topic at hand, which is emergency communications. Tom, I believe in my heart of hearts that we are truly facing a confrontation at some point with the People's Republic of China and Russia that will be preceded by civil disorder. Where we are right now as a country is very tenuous in terms of civil society, people being civilized in their treatment of each other and their treatment of their communities. It would not take much, especially in the inner cities of Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, other places, to tip the balance between civil order and civil disorder. The food shelves being vacant of food would certainly be cause for that to happen. EBT cards not functioning would be cause for that to happen. It would not take much to set off what would appear to be spontaneous civil disorder, which would in fact be contrived, planned, paid for by the Antifa, George Soros people. It wouldn't take a whole lot, would it, Tom?
No, it wouldn't take much, John. And, of course, we talk about emergency communications, and this is we're having some radio equipment on hand to listen to the local authorities, see what's actually going on out on the street. You get your information this way, and that would consist of a scanner that has digital capabilities, such as P25 Digital. So it would be very important to have something like that. It'd be nice to have a unit that could be used in your car, or a portable type unit, so that you could take it with you, and it could be a life-saving piece of equipment if you had to reroute your trip due to an outbreak of local warfare, whatever you want to call it, civil disorder. It could be bad news. Look at how Ferguson was. That's a suburb of St. Louis, and it was a hotbed. And just take something like that, an incident like that, to happen again with other circumstances being as they are, like right now, with all this going on, it could be a total disaster. That's why I left St. Louis 22 years ago. I'd had enough of it.
Right. Well, the county governor of St. Louis was captured by the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims many decades ago. And they run it as like a private club and have done so for decades. Very anti-gun, very liberal. And in fact, they just got a new chief of police a couple of days ago, a female, their first female chief of police. I don't know anything about her. But expanding that to the entire country, these densely populated urban suburban areas frequently have been commandeered by the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims, haven't they, sir?
Yeah, that sure seems to happen quite a bit, more so on the West Coast, you know, on the coast, East and West Coast.
Well, let's not leave out our hometowns, St. Louis and, of course, Chicago.
Yes, that's right.
Point being, there's a point to this, ladies and gentlemen. You really need to vacate these urban, suburban areas. That needs to happen. And we got a window opening up beginning this coming week, and some places it's already happened, where normal commerce, at least something approximating normal commerce, will start all over again, which will mean people buying and selling homes, for example, mortgages being granted, people going back to work. If you own a home and you want to sell it, you're in an urban, suburban area, that window is opening up again. Right now, real estate companies are attempting to sell homes with virtual video tours. I guess it would be possible to buy a home and never having set foot in it, Tom. I don't think I'd want to do it myself. But normal commerce, whatever the new normal is, will begin soon. And if you want to get out of these urban, suburban areas, get to the country, this is the time to do it, beginning this week, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, it is, and it's late in the game, but it's not too late to start planning your exit. That's what your goal is. There's still a lot of rural properties for sale, and the prices are still pretty reasonable, John. It's amazing what you can purchase. If you want to, near me, there was a home for sale just a couple of years ago, $30,000. It was a two-bedroom home. Relatively small, but it was very nice on a city lot in a small town, 2,500 population, and 30,000. And it sat on the market for a while. Maybe somebody paid less for it. I don't know.
Right.
I thought that was a bargain. Now, if I prefer to live outside of town, but
right.
Pay a little bit more if you have a bigger piece of property. But the
Absolutely.
Prices are very reasonable.
We have a break. Call number is 800-3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
All right, we're back. Friday, the first day of May. Visiting with Tom Berryhill, we're talking about emergency survival communications. You got a question or comment related to emergency survival communications, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Tom, I routinely monitor CB Radio 19, Channel 19, when I'm on the interstate highway. And I haven't kept track, but quite a few times, because I monitor Channel 19, I was aware of all the traffic being stopped in the direction I was going for whatever reason. Typically, it would be either construction or an accident. Give me enough warning that I could exit the highway and get on the outer road and cruise gently by hundreds and hundreds of cars and trucks stopped while I'm cruising by at 50 miles an hour on the outer road. And sometimes these blockages... if it's a fatal accident, for example, the highway could be shut down for half a day while the police, the highway patrol, gets all the forensic people out there to take measurements and photographs and all the forensic stuff that they do. Now, CB is not nearly, this is 5% as popular as it was back in the 70s, maybe less, but it's still in daily use. The truckers still use it daily. The Trucker Channel is Channel 19, where you can really get an education on some of the more bizarre parts of the English language from some of these truckers. But it can serve a very useful purpose, can't it, sir?
Well, it can, especially for applications that, like you just described, where there's the road shut down because due to an accident or other construction, things like that will slow everything down. And you can get some pretty good reports from the truck drivers. So it's I would never talk on there. I don't have much to say to those guys, but their information is kind of handy when there's problems on the road. So that's good to have. You know, John, some of the scanners actually cover those frequency ranges, and you're able to put CB channels right into scanners. Yeah,
they do. All right, and my Bearcat Uniden it covers the CB channels also, and you can. It has, I think it's more than 12,000 pre-programmed frequencies in there, and you just get, you pick whichever ones you want to listen to. At the time I bought it, it was the highest quality scanner that money could buy, at least in the private sector that I could locate. But a good quality scanner, there's no substitute for it, is there?
No, there isn't, and John, I've had inquiries about which scanner to get, and one gentleman contacted me recently, and I said we would talk about that some today, which we are. And I think at a minimum, you really need a coverage of 30 megahertz to 512 megahertz. That's going to cover most of the public safety and law enforcement, any type of those transmissions should be able to be received within those frequency ranges, but you will most likely need the digital capabilities. With the most popular with law enforcement would be P25. That's PAPA 25, P25 digital. Very, very important. And those scanners tend to be a little more expensive, but it's money well spent if you're trying to keep up on things and find out what's going on in your community. Scanners are not going to have any kind of shortwave coverage. Some of them do, and I can describe the one that I have that does cover shortwave as well. There are receivers like that, but basically what you want to listen to is your local area. Find out. You'll have to program these in advance, and you'll have to figure out what frequencies these agencies are on. Now, there are websites that cover a lot of this, and they'll actually publish the exact frequencies, and you're able to program those in. Unless, like what you had there, John, that radio came programmed with a lot of these frequencies. Some of those frequencies have changed in recent years, so you may want to check some of these websites that have to do with scanners. And I think one of them is Radio Reference. You mentioned it once before. I have seen that website, and they had a lot of information on there that could be helpful. But you want to find out well in advance rather than frantically dialing around, punching numbers in, trying to find out what's going on if something happens. Have all that set up in advance, and then you can easily listen in as the events take place. And that would be very, very helpful. Unfortunately, though, the older scanners with only analog modulation, the just regular FM scanners, they're still usable, but they're going to be limited if the agency is using any kind of digital modulation. I'm not aware of any adapters or anything available that would take those signals and convert them. That would be pretty extensive modification. It'd probably be less expensive to just buy another scanner.
Right, right. Here's our Bob and the Hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the first day of May. You're slipping by very quickly. A couple updates at my website at thelibertyman.com. The Dr. Erickson briefing has been removed from YouTube. We still have it. Under COVID-19 section, the briefing from Dr. Erickson and his medical partner there. You really, really need to watch it. Below that, we have a short article about mandatory vaccines and war crimes, coercion to get you to take any medical procedure, vaccine or otherwise, is in fact a violation of the Nuremberg War Crime Tribunal findings. And right below that, video presentation from the Ice Age Farmer, AI taking over food, launched. Very important stuff, very important stuff. We keep expanding the COVID-19 section. There's a lot of material there. All of it is worthwhile, and I hope you can check it out. If you want to have a stronger immune system, you'll need to sleep better. If you have sleep issues, well, you know it. You may or may not be taking over-the-counter or prescription pharmaceutical products to help you sleep. That's not good. Long term, it's very harmful. If you want a healthy sleep, like I get every night, get yourself an energy cleaner. Seriously, an energy cleaner. It's a small electronic healing device. When I say small, about the size of a cigar box. It takes 9 D-cell batteries. Puts out a healing signal that helps your body heal and helps you sleep. Get the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can read up on the patent application information, read the wonderful testimonials. You can place your order right there for an energy cleaner and a mattress pad to go with it. Great combination. Using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You want to send me a check, my address is right there also. You can also place your order at my 800 number. This is a order line only. Do not try to contact me. Order line only, 24 hours a day. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Keep in mind, I do offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. We're talking to Tom Berryhill. We're talking about emergency survival communications. And if you got a question or comment about that topic, just give us a call at 800-313-9443. Well, Tom, for years, you and I have made fun of the procrastinators, the energy cleaner procrastinators, in good humor, including my very dear friend, Tim Spencer, who had an energy cleaner and didn't use it for 2 weeks. And we do that in good nature, trying to nudge people to wake up and smell the coffee and get an energy cleaner. But expanding the procrastination paradigm and going from there to other areas, water filters, On Guard products, and of course emergency survival communications equipment. Procrastination, the time for procrastination has come and gone, hasn't it, Tom?
Well, it really has, and there's still a small window of opportunity to obtain the equipment, but I don't know what the FCC is doing about the licensing, John, with all this. You can't have...
Well, I haven't looked into it, and there may be something at the ARRL.org website. I'll look here real quick, but I know that they're not issuing passports, for example. That's on hold. Things involving a number of government agencies simply aren't getting done. There's a COVID-19 update section at the ARRL website. I'm trying to do two things at once here, but I know they've been giving a lot of updates involving what's going on with COVID-19 and the whole ham radio community. So I don't know offhand if they've suspended issuing licenses or not. Let's click on get your license real quick here and see if they got something.
And then, John, it's the volunteer examiners that actually administrate, do all that work for the testing. They do the testing sessions. Usually it's a ham radio club, and they'll have several volunteer examiners there that conduct those tests. And then they send the results to the FCC, who then issues the license to the new ham radio operator or upgraded. You also go and take your test the same way to upgrade to a different class of license. But those clubs may have shut down. Well,
here we got a notice here. It says concerning getting your ham radio license test examination. And here's the notice. Due to the coronavirus outbreak, please verify with your volunteer examination team that the exam session is being held. Well, there we go. Procrastination has probably cut, I would say, 90% of the Americans from getting their license. So, Tom, you and I, we've been encouraging people for years to get their ham radio license. Now they can't. Now they can't. That's where we are. The crisis
is
here.
Yes, for right now, that's where we are.
For right now, that's where we are. For years we talked about the crisis pending. Well, now the crisis is here. And maybe you were thinking, boy, I'll go ahead and get that ham license. The next month, maybe I will get that license. And maybe a few months later, oh, yeah, I think maybe I will. Well, that's called procrastination. And the consequence of that, and life is two things, Tom, decisions and the consequences of those decisions. That's what all of life is all the time. And that's a very true statement that I can back up, and anybody who thinks about it and ponders it can agree with me, I believe. The decision not to get the ham radio license that we've been encouraging for years is now has consequences. You can't get it. We got a caller on hold here, Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Tom. Yeah, there is some remote ham license testing that has occurred. One of them is in, have already been in Alaska. My understanding that there's two or three clubs that's doing. One is in a greater L.A. area that are doing remote testing online. I don't know exactly how it all works, but it it's something that's evidently being approved by the FCC. So do your research on it. I first heard about it. There's a YouTube, it's 2.0, Jason out of Grapevine, Texas. He's got constant updates on how to do it, like Jim used to do it, instructions on various radios and this sort of thing. They've had a pretty long discussion on it the last couple of weeks. So there's a movement to go to online testing.
Well, that would almost right. make it an open book test if you wanted it that way.
Well, they supposedly they've got certain protocols and procedures and what have you set up that, yeah, that was one of the big discussions. And supposedly they've got it set up where it's pretty fail-proof. I don't know. I agree with you, Tom. But they claim that they can, the way they've got things set up and monitored, that's the way it goes. I'm studying for my extra right now, and only way I may ever be able to pass it is to have about 10 hours of the open book. But anyway, that's a different subject. But I thought I'd pass that tidbit along. There is a direction that way. I don't know. I think once things settle down, they'll probably, a lot of the clubs will have testing again. I suspect that
we'll see.
I'm going to check. Here. But anyway,
yep. Okay, let us know when you find out.
John, y'all have a good weekend.
Thanks. Tom, I just checked for St. Louis metropolitan area, 2.5 million people metropolitan area. Not a single test is being given. None. Not a. So.
Okay, well, you know, John, you can still buy the radio equipment. Any of the new equipment I've bought has either been from DX Engineering in Ohio or Ham Radio Outlet, and they have several stores. The one I usually deal with is in Atlanta, Georgia. And in every case, when they sell you this equipment, they want your call sign. So I don't know. It's not illegal to buy the equipment. It's illegal to transmit on it. It's totally legal to use a ham radio transceiver as a scanner or as a shortwave receiver. And they make a very good shortwave receiver and a very good scanner for that matter. But can you
transmit
on it?
They won't sell it to you
no.
unless you got a call sign.
I don't know. That's a good question, but they have always asked for your call sign. They specifically ask for it. If you do it online, they want you to fill it out. If they talk to you on the phone, they want your call sign. That's the first thing they ask, and that's how they look you up. That's how they have you registered in their system. And I just don't know if they would. Now, what about a spouse wants to purchase, a gift for you or something? What about a friend or a family member wants to purchase it as a gift for somebody? It's possible that they would sell it.
Right, right. That's a good possibility. We got a caller on hold here, Tom. Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Tom. I've been meaning to join Procrastinators Anonymous, but I just, I've been too busy.
You have a very dry sense of humor, my friend. Go ahead.
And also, kind of recently the social distancing safety protocols for the administration of the ham radio tests is a little different. Instead of keeping 6 feet apart, everybody has to stay 2 meters apart.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
More humor. Thank you, sir.
Oh, no, hang on. I'm not done. I'm not done just yet.
You're not done.
But,
okay.
The local area club, you were talking about COVID, they've got an apology up on the local ham club website about how this has caused the cancellation of the ham fest for this year, the ham fest. So it's actually affecting, you know, gatherings like that. So, I mean, one would think that ham fests are usually set up with, you know, they usually have easy up canopies and picnic tables and, you know, folding tables and things set up and people wandering around. You would think it'd be relatively easy to maintain, you know, the 6 foot distance for a ham fest. But I don't know. I guess out of an abundance of caution, I'd say they've just decided to cancel that. So just so I mentioned that.
Well, thank you, Glenn.
Yeah, a lot of the ham fests have been canceled, Glenn, and the biggest one, Dayton Ham Fest, that's a huge ham fest and probably the biggest in the world. It was canceled. I went to the ham fest in Orlando, Florida, and that was probably one of the last big ones that was in February, first part of February. So that was probably about the last big ham fest that took place in the country for the time being.
Right. Well, I guess lots of gear getting sold on up on eBay and stuff like that then these days, you know. But lots of good recruitment and demonstration stuff. All right,
Glenn,
thank you,
gentlemen. I'm getting messages from people that these places that sell ham radios are just covered up, inundated with orders.
How about that? I dug my Yaesu VX5Rs out of storage the other day and charged them up, and it looks like the lithium ion batteries that came with them did pretty well, so they're taking a charge, and so we'll be, you know, put them through some paces and see how well they hold up.
Outstanding.
Okay,
Glenn, thank you for your call. Tom, let's talk a little bit about batteries and battery charging. First of all, it's I don't know if it's uniquely American, but Americans love handy talkies. They call them walkie talkies, because that's what they saw in all the World War II movies. But they're handy talkies, and we discourage that, but they're going to do it anyway. If you want to get started, you want a mobile unit. A mobile unit can be used as a base station or a mobile unit. And my friend Dr. Deagle thinks there's such a thing as a long-range handy talkie or walkie-talkie, which does not exist, of course, except on the packaging of what we humorously called the blister pack radios that say you can talk 30 miles on a radio the size of a pack of cigarettes. But that's a fantasy. But handy talk, there's a place for them, and they're they just as the name implies, they are handy. Keep in mind the following. Before you buy your first handy talkie radio, research it, think about it, talk to the ham radio people first for the following reason. You're buying into a system of radios, which includes not only radios, but proprietary batteries, holsters, charging units, antennas, and so forth. Point being, you don't want to end up with several different handy talkies that don't use the same batteries, don't use the same holsters, don't use the same chargers. What a logistic nightmare that is, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, very true, John. And I prefer the older Motorola units. They have very, very loud sound output, so you can really hear them. If there's a big crowd or you're in a, if you're at a ham fest or something, you want to use your portable radio, you'll be able to hear that thing. And you can get speaker mics for it. You can get all different adapters and attachments. But that's what I use. And I use the Motorola GP68. And I use those with the larger battery, the extended battery. It makes the radio a little bit bigger, but it lasts longer. And they're nickel metal hydride. And you get the lithium ion types. I don't know if they make them for that particular piece of equipment, but you might be able to buy an an adapter battery pack that might have use lithium ion, but most of the batteries I have are the metal hydride, and they work just fine. It's a great radio,
by the way. That's good to know. But getting back to the original premise, you want to have the same radio for your whole team. That's what you want.
Absolutely.
That's what you want. And because you want compatibility of speaker mics, compatibility of antennas, compatibility of batteries and chargers. And that's just what, that's just really smart. We got a caller on hold. We got our last break. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday the 1st of May. We've got our last caller here, Brian in Missouri. Good morning, Brian.
Gentlemen. Good morning, gentlemen.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm new to this, but I bought me a Baofeng BFHP handheld radio, and I got it just for here at home, and I got it at a pretty good price for like $72.95. And I thought that was all right. And I got a 2-meter J-pole antenna I'm going to install up on my roof so I can get a little more distance. And I did try to find the amateur radio band, license exams. And I went to ARRL.org, and they didn't say anything. I couldn't find anything on their website. Let me help you out there,
Brian. I was just there in the last few minutes, and at the ARRL.org website,
yes,
it says right near the top, get your license. You just click on that, and you have a place where it says find an exam session. Click on that, and you put your zip code in there. Then you find out you can't get it. You can't find a place to take an examination because you waited too long. So that's where we are.
Yeah. Do you think this will come back here after this COVID-19 ordeal?
Well, our governor opens up the state beginning Monday, and we need to find out. Hopefully it will, sir. I simply can't tell you for certain. But the state of Missouri opens for business Monday, the 4th of May.
Yes, sir. All righty. Well, thank you, man. Have a good weekend.
Okay,
and,
Brian. Thank you. These Baofeng radios are incredibly cheap. They do work. They're delicate. They don't have a lot of volume. But they've been selling these by the tens of thousands all over this country, haven't they, Tom?
Yeah, they have, John. I actually have one. And I leave it in the car because I don't care if it gets lost or broken. It's nothing to brag about, that's for sure. But they do work, and they will help in an emergency. But they're not very high-powered, and they don't go real far. So the caller said he put up an antenna, an external outside antenna J-pole, and put that up kind of high. That's good. And that'll help quite a bit. So he's off to a good start, but he needs to get some higher-power equipment. I would say at a minimum for 2 meters, an absolute minimum, I'd say 25-watt mobile unit. I prefer 50 or greater watts. And then on UHF, most of them are around 35 watts or so. If you can get a 50-watt on UHF, that's a plus. But that will get you a much better signal. A gain antenna is good. Don't necessarily have to have that if you're in a metropolitan area, but it's because they're larger. I prefer the 19-inch whip antenna. You can use that on UHF as well because it's an odd multiple of a quarter wavelength, and it will work on a 450 megahertz band. And then, John, there's been several inquiries by email. One gentleman wanted to know about insulators for a balanced line, a 450-ohm ladder line. And I say the best insulators are glass. I have glass blowing equipment and have made insulators myself, but an inexpensive way to make an insulator yourself is to go to the dollar store and buy a real cheap polyethylene cutting board. And if you have access to a bandsaw or jigsaw, you cut that thing out into a T-shape, and then a drill press will put the holes in there for the antenna lines and also a couple of holes to clamp that feed line to the insulator, and it works quite well. Just a T-shaped insulator works.
There you go. Tom, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
We've got a top of the hour break. We'll be back with Dr. Lynn Wilbert. Stay tuned.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.